The two groups held back-to-back press conferences yesterday, with House Republicans discussing their successes and the all-Democratic Legislative Black Caucus members painting an image of the GOP trying to undo all social reforms made over the last half century. Republican Delegate Jackson Miller of Manassas.
We are working very hard to keep Virginia the number one state to do business in. That's not an easy accomplishment, and we have to do it by focusing on core issues like businesses and job growth. And we've done a great job with the majority of our legislation doing that. We do believe in lower taxes and that the private sector and their innovation, along with strategic government investments, will be what helps us stay a pro-business economy.
Democratic Senator Mamie Locke of Hampton.
We've had to address voter suppression legislation, assaults on women's reproductive rights, discrimination against LGBT individuals and immigrants, singling out TANF recipients for drug testing, shifting of funds from public education through charter schools, virtual schools, and voucher schemes, and conscience clauses determining who can and cannot adopt children.
Speaker of the House, Bill Howell.
Almost half of the bills that have passed deal with these four core responsibilities that we're so interested in: education, government reform, jobs, and public safety. Contrary to the narrative from our friends across the aisle, less than 2.5% of the bills that passed the House dealt with social issues.
Democratic Delegate Charnel Herring of Alexandria.
Over 90% of the emails that I get that are a concern of my constituents are voter suppression, the personhood bill, the ultrasound bill. So while these bills may be small in percentage, the magnitude of what they're doing is profound, because we are talking about fundamental civil rights, the right to vote, the right to your privacy and to your own dignity of your body. I'm mad that the Republicans would push such an agenda that is so profound that can change the face of the Commonwealth and send us back in time.
Republican Delegate Tim Hugo of Fairfax.
We pulled 11 of the Democratic bills that failed this year in House Finance. 11 bills were tax increases worth $2.2 billion. Everything from plastic bags to corporations. They wanted 52,000 corporations to have a new alternative minimum tax. They wanted to reinstate the death tax, the estate tax, sales tax, gas tax. Pick a tax that came, it died this year in House Finance, $2.2 billion, because Republicans said, we are making sure we want to have the families of Virginia, we're not going to rob their pocket. The businesses of Virginia that are struggling, we're not going to rob their bottom lines.
Democratic Senator Yvonne Miller of Norfolk.
We are a very wealthy state. We have a philosophy in Virginia that has been perpetuated on the public. I call it a hoax, because we've said to the electorate, you can have everything you want and not increase the taxes. That is not true. For me, the core priorities are education, human services, services for the elderly, my age group, services for the handicapped, and services for people who need the care of the state. That pot is growing. The amount of money we have is shrinking, and it's shrinking because of our efforts to make sure that we give lots of tax benefits or tax waivers to businesses and wealthy people. In Virginia, we take from the poor and we give to the rich.
Black caucus members cited stopping several Republican bills as victories, including attempts to repeal continuing contracts for teachers, expansions of the death penalty, and requiring citizenship status checks by law enforcement officers for individuals under arrest. Republicans noted major successes in public safety, with the passage of the Castle Doctrine, mandatory minimums for drunk drivers who kill someone, and mandatory life sentences for child rapists. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.